This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
This is the Pageant Cast, episode
number 23.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Jessica Wedge, Miss West Virginia, USA 2006, and you are listening to the only podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast with your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, thanks for the great introduction. Thanks so much for tuning in today on the Pageant Cast. If you're tuning in to us from pageantcast.com and it's the player that starts up automatically, thanks so much for listening and consider subscribing. It's easy to do. Just take a look on the site, click on subscribe in iTunes or subscribe in Juice. Learn a little bit more about how to subscribe. What you can do with these programs is automatically receive the Pageant Cast every week when it comes out on Mondays. We have a longer than usual interview today with GM Fan Gibson, Mrs. United States 2005, so we will be cutting back on some of our other features at the beginning of the show, but don't worry, we'll have them back next week on the Pageant Cast. We do have a special shout out. We would like to congratulate Jamie DeWicke. She was Miss Wisconsin 2002. She is right now, as we speak, up for a Whammy Award. Okay, I got this email from Jamie. Keep your fingers crossed for me on Monday, May 22nd, for the 2006 Whammy Awards show. Now that's for Wisconsin, by the way. I'm nominated in two categories, Female Vocalist of the Year and Song of the Year, for Cold One. If you would like to come see the event at the Northern Lights Theater located in Potawatomi Bingo and Casino in Milwaukee, drop on by. Now, hopefully later today, we'll be hearing the great news that Jamie DeWicke picked up a Whammy Award or two at the ceremony.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
And now on the Pageant Cast, it's our great pleasure to introduce Mrs. United States 2005, Chien Fan Gibson. Hello. How are you today, Chien?
Hello. How are you doing? I am spectacular. Thank you.
Oh, it's great to hear you. Where are you calling from today?
I am calling from my home in Aurora, Illinois. Great to be calling and speaking to you from my home as I've been traveling so much.
Oh, wow.
I'm off to California, as a matter of fact, I believe tomorrow.
Off to California. Do you do a lot of traveling in your line of work, or is that pageant related?
Well, it has to do with pageantry. I'm in California this weekend and the following weekend in Louisiana, and the next weekend I'm in Texas. So it's sometimes nice to have a free day like today.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Mrs. United States pageant. What drew your interest to this pageant?
Well, I think, you know, there's so many different pageants from teens to Miss. And I thought about, you know, the stage in my life, how I've done so many different accomplished things in my life, from education. I knew where I stood in my life, and so I thought I'd take on a new challenge. I think challenges are exciting, and so I knew this was a pageant that focused on married women as well as their accomplishments, focusing on strength, beauty, intelligence, resilience. So that's why I decided to take part in the Mrs. United States pageant, because it allows me to have a voice of what I have interest in, especially in my profession, too.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about your profession. You have an interesting job. What is it exactly that you do?
Well, I am a dental dentist who specializes in cosmetics as well as Invisalign orthodontia. And that is where I take pride, because I know that I can help achieve a beautiful smile for someone to restore self-confidence as well. So that is my passion, and so I enjoy doing that and being able to help other contestants and other people outside of pageantry achieve that confidence and that level of smile.
Now, I read here also that you actually got a special honorary title from the Donald, the official dentist.
I did. In 1989, I was Miss Washington, USA. And then later on, I think my husband has also been involved with the pageantry in his realm and his experience in the entertainment field. And as we've crossed paths, I know that he wanted to recognize me for my accomplishments being a dentist, and decided, well, who would know better than a person who has been in the pageantry to know what a winning smile is and how I can, as I mentioned before, how I can improve in someone's confidence level. And so as I honed in my skills, I focused more on cosmetic dentistry because, like I said, it impacts everyone, because I think a smile says 1,000 words.
It certainly does. It certainly does. Now, you mentioned you mentioned your husband. Can you tell us a little bit about your family?
Sure. Well, let's start off with my immediate family. My immediate family consists of my twin sister, who was also a pageant winner at one point, where he crowned my sister Miss Virginia World. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? And then our lives crossed paths. And so he realized that there were two of us, and he was really good friends with my twin sister. Of course, he jumped in the picture and asked me out for quite some time, and after 6 years, I finally decided to go on a date with him.
Wow.
But he's been in the entertainment world for a pretty long time. He has a pretty impressive track record, because he also won an Emmy in the Chicago area for a television show called Windy City Alive, and his professional career began at the age of 16 when he joined the Professional Musicians Union. And so he's done quite a bit, and he's probably hosted more than 1,000 televised pageant telecasts and specials. So those include, like, the Miss Universe, Miss Horn Tropics, American Dream Model Search, and Miss USA, and numerous others. And so that's how our lives came intertwined with the Donald. So...
Wow.
That is my husband, and
you must have some trophy case. You must have some trophy case between an Emmy and the tiaras and everything like that.
I guess you could put it that way, with a lot of photos to say, you know, pinch yourself and say, yes, this is true. This is what happened, and it's not a dream.
Now,
back to my family.
Sure.
I have an identical twin sister.
Okay.
And an older sister who also is only 18 months older. But we all have different paths in our lives, and so they're all very accomplished in their own way. My older sister received her doctorate from Georgetown University, and my twin sister received her master's in international business and finance at American University in D.C. And currently my parents reside in the D.C., Virginia area. That's where I call home base as well.
Wow, not an underachiever in the group.
My family. Pretty interesting, because we were born, my twin sister and I were born in Tokyo, Japan, as a matter of fact. But our lineage and our background is Taiwanese descent. So that can be confusing for a lot of people. And so when we say, you know, we're Taiwanese, we were born in Tokyo, but we were raised in Houston, Texas, that always draws the eyebrows and, you know, like, wow. Because we at one point had a southern draw. And that was a interesting mix there, too.
Well, we have to take a break. We'll be right back in just a few moments with Chian Fan Gibson, Mrs. United States 2005.
She's on a mission to kill the man who loves her. Why? Because he's an idiot. Nina Kimberly, The Merciless, coming soon.
The Hometown Tales podcast, featuring your town's local legends, ghost stories, folklore, and much more.
If you're looking for the latest bizarre news and more from around the world,
or just want to hear about what makes your town unique,
a historic oddity, an abandoned place, or crazy half-Bigfoot mermaid alien beast,
or maybe just a damn good greasy spoon diner,
check out the Hometown Tales podcast and vidcast,
where we uncover whatever sets your town apart from all the rest.
All with a smile. I'm Gene.
And I'm Brian.
And you can find it all at hometowntales.com.
Because every town has one.
The Hometown Tales podcast, featuring your town's local legends, ghost stories, folklore, and much more.
Find the podcast, vidcast, and much more at hometowntales.com.
Remember to point your podcaster to tkpnpodcast.com and catch the Pageant Cast. This is Haley Eisenhart, 2006 Miss Teen Michigan Galaxy, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
As I said, we weren't going to have many comments on today's show, but I do want to remind you to leave us some feedback at the Pageant Cast. Easy to do. You can send us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com, or you can pick up your phone and call the TKPN hotline at 206-339-TKPN. That's 206-339-8576. Long-distance charges do apply. Yes, you can give out words of encouragement to a local beauty pageant contestant on the line. Or if you're a director and you want to tell people about your pageant, where to come and all that sort of thing, as long as you keep it to about a half a minute or so, we'll be happy to play it here on the Pageant Cast.
Please visit TKPN at our website, www.tkpnpodcast.com.
And now we're back with Jan Van Gibson, Mrs. United States 2005, an award-winning dentist, being recognized by the Donald. That must have been pretty exciting. And you didn't have to hear you're fired at any point, right?
Thank goodness not. I'm glad I was hired as Mrs. United States.
That's fantastic. What volunteer groups are you a part of?
Well, I'm involved in a lot of different civic and church activities. Recently, I was involved with Cinderella's Closet, which allowed teenagers with prom dresses, providing them a dress so that they could go to the prom. So it could be from underprivileged or teenagers that had hardships in the family. And so we want to make sure that their experience being able to go to the prom is an enjoyable and memorable one, because everybody wants to be a Cinderella for a night, you know, to have that experience and to be, you know, treated like a queen. So I believe there are so many other programs similar to the one that I'm involved in called Cinderella's Closet, but I believe throughout the country and in Chicago they have other programs similar to that. Other groups that I've helped partake was the Junior Miss Scholarship Program, where I first got my start. And recently I had the opportunity to host an ENMC for the Illinois Junior Miss Scholarship Program. So that's an honor. Another event that my husband and I are part of, which my husband helped found, was called Fight Night. And it's a charity, and one of the largest charities, most notably, is being involved with raising funds for, I guess, children, select children's charities. So my husband is a producer of that, and we've been involved in that in the D.C. area, and it's usually a black tie event, and they've raised more than $30 million over the past 16 years.
What? How many? How many dollars?
Over $30 million in the past 16 years. This has been for certain
million.
Charities.
Wow. That's incredible.
Right. It's amazing how much that he and a few other producers with him can come together for an evening to be able to raise money and awareness for certain charities. He's the main guy that produces it and runs the show, and that's the talent behind it. He recently was also the voiceover announcer and line producer for Rockin' the Core, which is the largest military tribute concert ever produced. And it featured like Destiny's Child, Kiss, and Hootie and the Blowfish, and Richie Sambora was there, Heather Locklear. So it's been an amazing thing when you can be involved in a lot of charities that help other people. Because it's pretty, you know, gratifying to know that other people get the joy being I guess, noted for their work and actions, and then being involved with children's charities, because I've always, you know, enjoyed being able to say, let's give to the children, because they all want to be loved and they all want to be cared, and certainly they want direction. And certain charities allow that.
Now, I'm listening to all of this lifestyle, and I have to ask you, what are your frequent flyer miles like? It sounds like...
Pretty good. We haven't used them. I think they're just racking up and sitting there.
Wow. Because I'm here in Washington, D.C. I'm hearing all the events going on in Chicago. Your husband's involved in all these incredible concerts and events, and you're flying around as well. I mean, how do you keep things together? How do you keep track of your schedule with that much going on?
Well, we have the great calendar that's pretty big and blocked out in front of our kitchen area, so we know where we are. But no, we have a system pretty packed, and Jim and I are a great team, and we work well together, and we decide on certain events so that we do spend a lot of time and we don't lose touch with the reality and the importance of, you know, our family. We definitely enjoy those holidays with family, and one-on-one we definitely help support each other in our endeavors, and that's what, you know, is great, because Mrs. United States also focuses on the fact that your spouse is also part of your decision-making and your success. So, and I'm truly grateful for a wonderful person in my life, you know, Jim Gibson. He's my lifelong partner, and we have many years ahead of us.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So today I still love him. He's not kicked out the door yet.
Oh,
only that one time when he left my dog out in the cold by accident overnight.
Oh, yeah, that's unforgivable. That's unforgivable.
But I forgave him because, thank goodness, our dog is still alive and well, and we still love one another.
Oh, that's great.
So he's a keeper.
Tell us a little bit more about the Mrs. United States program. Now, are there local prelims, or does it start at the state level?
It starts at the state level. What happens, though, the selection committee that allows, so that way they can go through an interview process and see which contestants would qualify at the state level. And then, obviously, the state pageant, where they prepare you for the national pageant. And the national pageant, you know, usually sends out all the information so that way we're all in tune, like any other pageant, of what's required at the national level. Now, the Illinois Mrs. Pageant is held in Springfield, Illinois.
And I met you as a judge over at the Mrs. Wisconsin Pageant. How does that role differ from that of a participant when you're judging?
Well, it's certainly a lot easier. I guess there's less stress, and the nerves aren't there, but I do, you know, say that you can empathize with the contestants when they're on stage. And so you want to applaud them, because it is a little nerve-wracking, because you're on stage in a swimsuit, in an evening gown, and you're thinking everybody's staring at you, and you kind of just do it just right, because it's the moment to shine. And if you had a bad moment or a bad second, unfortunately, that didn't go for you, and so you know you're kind of bummed. So that's why I always give girls a lot of praise during, you know, their stage competition when they're being judged. So I would have to say it's definitely a lot easier being on the judging side.
What was your favorite question as a judge when you were in the interview portion? Do you have a favorite question?
I always love to hear... when I ask them a question like, where do you see yourself 10 years from now, it gives me some kind of insight on their aspirations and where they do see themselves. And so it kind of gives me an inkling like, wow, you know, what are they doing now, and where do they foresee themselves? And that always, you know, strikes an interest for me.
I guess one of the questions I want to ask you, I've heard you reference quite a few of the past titles. What are all the past crowns that you've held?
In 1986, 20 years ago, I was crowned Washington's Junior Miss, so I was honored to be able to go to Mobile, Alabama and compete at the America's Junior Miss.
Okay.
And then I was Washington USA in 1989, so that's a long time ago. And then I believe in 1997 I took part in this one, Tropics International, and won in the top three. And then some of the titles include Miss January 98 in the American Dream Calendar Girl competition. And I've had the opportunity, too, while I was in dental school, to take part once in the Miss Massachusetts America pageant, and I actually was Miss Essex County, and I ended up placing my second runner-up. So that was right when they changed the age from 26 to 24, so I was already 25, so I couldn't try it again. But what great scholarship programs and beauty pageants I've been a part of that helped instill me, I guess, a lot of interview and I guess, basically interview skills and a lot about presentation and a lot about public speaking. So I think that if people always look at pageants as something like, oh, it's just a pageant, a lot of pageantry has helped many young adults and even at the Mrs. level, you know, provide contacts for future careers, whether or not at the Mrs. level, the foundation, so that you can talk about something that's dear to your heart, certain platform issues and things such as my industry in which I'm involved in. So there's so many realms in which pageants can help a person. I think recently, like I mentioned, I was hosting the Junior Miss of Illinois, and some of the trivia questions that I was quite fascinated with the fact that, you know, Deborah Messing was Rhode Island's Junior Miss in 1986, and Deborah Norville was also a Junior Miss, and Kim Basinger and Diane Sawyer. So there are a lot of people that have come from pageants that went on and done better things, too, and great things for, you know, our communities.
Yeah, that's
pretty fascinating, isn't it?
That's quite an alumni association there.
Right.
What has been...
But I'm always grateful for my pageant experiences because it's made me who I am in terms of strength, in terms of knowing that it's healthy competition. You know, when you get into competitions, whether it be in sports or in pageantry or in music, whatever it may be, the world outside in the career force is also a type of competition because you have to interview for those positions. And you have to prove yourself that you can rise above the rest. It doesn't necessarily mean that you'll get the, let's say, you may not get the title in pageantry, but you can get a lot of doors open for you for a lot of different endeavors. Same thing with, you know, sports and athletes, those people who compete at the state and the national and the international levels, it's opened other career opportunities for them, too, and certainly the national recognition they deserve.
What would be your favorite pageantry memory?
Well, I cannot say that, all my experiences have been spectacular, but the top experience would have to be when they say the new Mrs. United States 2005 is Mrs. Illinois, so that was the best. That was the best moment, and you could hear my mom and my sister and my husband jumping up and down with my friends. So that was a spectacular moment, and I know that it was great to hear that, and it's been so far a great year, and I think that experience has just been one that I'm grateful for. Even with experiences, I think that when I see patients, I think the joy that they see, when I see their faces, that they're like, oh my gosh, this is the United States, she's a dentist, she's my dentist. So I get a thrill out of that, too.
That's pretty good. I know I would be a tad intimidated if Mrs. United States were coming in and say, okay, now spit. I would have a little bit of difficulty with that.
I think what happens is that everybody goes home and they start to, like, you know, go on the internet and try to figure it out. At least when they Google me, it's not like I've got a crime record. It's like, oh, beauty pageant winner.
Right. Well, what is your personal website address if people want to check that out?
Oh, it's www.chian.com, and obviously it's called chian.com, and so that also gives you links to my dental website, and it also gives my history, my bio, things that I've spoken about today.
And we will provide a link to that out in our show notes as well, so people can get there easily. I went out to that website preparing for this interview, and I could not believe page after page of photos with celebrities. You have to know half of Hollywood there.
I have been grateful for those experiences. I think that for the majority it's because of the charities that I'm involved in, and for the most part, you know, all those fundraising and all those appearances behind the scenes, as well as being Mrs. United States, it's opened a lot of different opportunities, and also to get notice that Mrs. United States pageant and other pageants exist, you know, for the benefit of other people, not just the person who wins the title. So I have been blessed.
Where was the Mrs. United States pageant held this year?
The pageant was held in Las Vegas at the Orleans Hotel, and it will be at the Orleans Hotel in Las Vegas again on the last week of July. So it's usually the Wednesday, Thursday, so they have a Wednesday preliminary, and finals is on a Thursday night, so it's the last week of July.
Okay. I know that's pretty close to Miss Universe has actually just announced they're going to be in Los Angeles right about that same time.
But that's right, they're on Saturday.
Yeah, so it's back in the United States after a long.
That's true. They've been traveling everywhere.
Yeah, they certainly have. Of course, if you have the entire universe, I'm still waiting for one on the moon, or something like that. But I think we're a ways off from that yet.
Well, you know, you got a busy schedule ahead of you too. You've got all these little pageants to keep in touch with, and keep you updated with all the names and faces. That's a tough job to do, too.
I had no idea when I started. I had no idea when I started this thing that it was such a massive community out there, and we're just trying to do what we can to get some information out to folks.
Well, I know that there have been a lot of different pageants, and some don't get recognized as much, you know, on the national level. So I think they're doing a spectacular job recognizing the winners and those that you can get a hold of. So thank you for that.
Well, we're trying, and I thank you for that comment. I guess one of the questions I like to ask very successful pageant participants such as yourself is, what would you tell someone that's trying to decide if they should compete in a pageant or not? Or perhaps somebody that has been in a pageant, didn't win their first time out, and they're wondering if they should continue. What would you tell a young lady?
Well, definitely the first thing is have fun. If you're there just to win, then you're not in the right frame of mind. I think a lot of it, too, is that you got to realize that you're going to always learn something about yourself when you're competing in a pageant. And each time, if you didn't win the first time, each time you persevere and you learn something different about yourself, saying, you know what, I could have done this a little bit better. It's like practice makes perfect. And because I've had experience in other previous scholarships and pageantries, this helped me, obviously, to become, you know, more knowledgeable of how I want to present myself. You know, you want to get the real you out there, and sometimes with those short interviews, you don't get it. But definitely the confidence that you gain from it is what you really want when you come to meeting other people. So I always say, have fun, try to get some advice from other people who know more. And I think a wise thing to do is surround yourself with people who know more, who are wiser, that you can learn from them as well.
Well, you certainly have been a wonderful representative, and I think you're going to be remembered for quite a while. You don't have to worry about that.
Well, thank you, Tim.
Keep in touch, and I do want to thank you again for coming today on the Pageant Cast.
Well, thank you, Tim. It was a pleasure, and I know that we'll cross paths again sometime soon.
It'll be great. Mrs. United States 2005, Chianne Fan Gibson. Thank you so much.
TKPNPodcast.com.
That's it for today's show. Remember to tune in again next week. Stay subscribed. And if you haven't subscribed yet, it's very easy to do. Check out the instructions on our website. And if you still can't figure it out, shoot me an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. We'll get you all set up. Till next week, Tierra Dreams. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.